Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a warning this morning that Timu, is it Timu or Timu?
It's Lady, Timu? It's Lady Gaga, and it's Timu.
Timu has killer toys.
What?
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah, I bet.
Timu, an online megastore owned by Chinese e-commerce giant PDD Holdings. It sells just about everything from school supplies to furniture, clothing, and electronics at a fraction of the cost. This past April, the federal government recalled 200 child bike helmets,
saying
they don't adequately protect kids if they crash. In June, the U.S. recalled 2,600 magnetic chess games sold on Timu. Then SafeKids.org warned certain car seats sold on Timu were counterfeit, and digital parenting resources The Baby Center said its review of the website found multiple products that could be hazardous for children.
Because these products are being made overseas and they're being shipped directly to consumers, they are not subject to the same federal safety regulations.
The warning is Timu or Timu, do not order children's toys Christmas.
And I also wouldn't order any kind of skincare products.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know if they have, like, lead in them and stuff. Yeah, like anything from them that you need on equipment or on your skin or for your kids to play with. I don't know.
Their marketing algorithms are unbelievable.
Yeah, they are crazy.
Because it's everywhere. And it looks like such a super deal. I mean, you can buy a motorcycle for like $40. I swear.
I know.
I see a motorcycle pop up for $40. And I'm
crazy.
Like, man, that looks cool. Yeah. I got to get one of those. But don't fall for it, man. They're saying that some of these products are coming out. And that's a generic report I played for you right there. But there's a new warning this morning that some of the toys have toxic, like lead paint and stuff like that on them.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Just leave it alone.
I know, right?
And faulty batteries. They're warning a lot about the
faulty batteries.
Oh, that
they catch on fire?
Oh, that's not good.
Uh-huh. And you would think that we could stop that. That they would be just shut down completely for this country.
I know.
You would think that our government would walk in and just say, well, no more Timu. You're done. You're done.
Wait, how do they walk in?
They walk in and say, no more Timu. You're done.
Somebody wrote this, and I'm gonna agree with them. Okay, you ready?
What?
What's wrong with BJ this morning? Just wondering. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong. He caught the Christmas spirit finally. It happened last night. He saw all those little kids, and they were so happy and so excited. And the Grinch, he finally grew a heart. It happened last night. I watched it. It's beautiful.
None of that was written. She made up every single line of that, folks.
I'm just saying.
I'm not a Grinch.
But I am saying that you are a little bit giddy about Christmas and everything. And I feel like you have like this, like, honest to God, I'm not even being cheesy or anything. I feel like you found the Christmas spirit last night.
No. don't even say those kinds of things about me.
Well, you
That's
do
not
seem
fair.
Very cheerful today.
Well, I was very cheerful the last
No, you really haven't been.
4 or 5 years.
So I don't know if it's a drug or if you actually caught the Christmas spirit.
I'm on drugs now. Oh, God.
I don't know if you're on something or
I'm
if
on
you're just
drugs.
You're just the, I think the Holy Spirit got inside
you. All right.
You.
Ho, ho, ho.
BJ and Jamie.
What is this package thing that you can
this
order?
Is awesome is what this is.
Is it sold out?
Yeah.
Son of a
I
God.
Tried to go on the web. I'll let the people explain it to you, but I tried to go on the website to get it for you guys, and they're all sold out. But here's the news story.
The first place to look for these unclaimed packages is eBay. Bids for these unknown items range from $15 to $40 for anywhere between 2 to 10 packages. It's good to know you have no idea what you're bidding on. It could be fancy jewelry or a bag of rocks. You don't know until you open it. If an item is lost or unclaimed for 90 days through the U.S. Postal Service, it may be auctioned off on govdeals.com. If you need a little less guesswork, liquidation.com is another auction site where you can browse unclaimed packages, but they allow you to see the name brand of what you're buying. Facebook Marketplace is also a super easy way to buy unclaimed packages right in your neighborhood, but hopefully you don't bump into the person it was originally intended for.
I had no idea you could do this.
Me either. So I guess it went viral back, I don't know, like 4 years ago on TikTok, but I didn't know about it. But this, the one I'm looking at is called Fun Delivered. Okay, so they package up all these different packages and it ranges anywhere from $30 and they put like 3 boxes and mail it to you or whatever. It's like 3 boxes. Or you can spend like $90 and they have a bunch of packages that are small. They have all different kinds of categories, I guess is what I'm saying. And so I went to Fun Delivered and they've sold, I guess, 90,000 bundles in 3 years. Many samplers to party-sized boxes of lucrative mail. And I guess a lot of people just at office parties, they buy these boxes and it's some of it's just free. Some of it's just like mail, like actual mail.
Yeah.
You know,
you're like mail and flyers, all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah. So so this one group of girls, they're nurses and they're on the delivery service. And so when they have their break, they just go into the break room and just start opening people's mail.
That's awesome. I mean, one girl was getting like she got like full blown Chanel bags.
Yeah.
And then
that.
Another woman was getting fake IDs.
That's crazy. Fake IDs.
I'm surprised they're allowed to do this, though.
It said
I mean, especially with a fake ID.
Yeah, I know, because I'd send that to the cops.
What about medication?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
think about
that.
They've got to know what's in these packages. They probably x-ray them first.
Maybe. I don't know.
So, because you've got to figure that you're not going to get medication. Somebody's insulin in the mail.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, maybe they send those back to the company.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe the medical.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Me either.
I know they do it with luggage. They have that big store down in Alabama where you can go get unclaimed luggage after it's set for a long time and whatever is in it is in it. Mm-hmm. So there it is. But I didn't know if the U.S. Postal Service could do this.
Yeah, after 90 days, it said in the thing, I guess they wait on it, you know, give you time to claim it, and then they auction it off.
Yeah. And FedEx, UPS, they're all allowed to do it. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's what
because my mom
just saw the site. It said FedEx is allowed to do it too.
So my mom worked at UPS, right? So she cleaned out all the trucks for the truck drivers or whatever. Well, this is back in the day. Maybe they changed their policy. But my mom would be so mad because they had to destroy everything.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we'd have to ask Chris about it. But back in the day, they'd have to destroy everything. And she's like, there was a whole pallet of Maybelline, right? Like an entire pallet. And so she's like, they put it in the dumpster behind the UPS in Marion. And she's like, she told my dad, Bob, I'm going there tonight. Let's go get that pallet.
Like, I don't blame her. You could resell the stuff. You could make a fortune.
I know, right?
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess a few pieces had broken. So they to get the insurance claim, they had to throw away the entire pallet.
Oh, no kidding. Maybe they've changed it.
Probably.
I'm looking at Google
that
right
was
now.
Years ago.
And Google says FedEx is allowed to sell it.
Yeah.
After
she worked
90
at UPS.
Days.
But yeah. I'm sure they've changed
it. I'm
so
bummed
that they're sold out because I had the same idea
you did.
I was like, oh, this would be great just to get a, like, even for my family, just everyone gets a package and
I know
whatever,
so
who knows what it is.
They said that in the story, this other story I'm reading about it, they said they've never had more fun in their lives on Christmas Eve than everybody just waiting in anticipation to see what they got.
I think it'd be a blast.
It would be a blast.
It would
right?
be. That whole Storage Wars thing, I mean, that thing was a big deal until we found out it was all a scam.
Yeah.
And then it kind of took the party out of it.
So I'm going to look at these other ones. I'll let you guys know here in a minute. The liquidation one. liquidation.com?
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
How is
it? I pulled up GovDeals and I pulled up liquidation. They're basically the same. It's more of an auction.
Oh,
than okay. anything?
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I like how those people bundle it for me.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. Because I went to GovDeals, and there's a fancy little motorcycle on here I'm looking at right now, BMW.
Right, but I guess GovDeals tells you what it actually is, right? Because you knew it was a motorcycle.
I didn't go that far. Because
I want the excitement of opening the packages.
No, I went down a rabbit hole.
Gotcha.
I went over to motorcycles after I got there. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I wonder what kind of deal I could get here, you know?
Right.
I think you can get it from GovDeals, liquidation, and then there's two or three other websites on
here. They said Facebook Marketplace locally.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody sell mail.
I don't know.
Get a hold of it.
And I'd be sketched out by that. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I don't want the guy across the street from me. I don't want his mail.
I know. I agree with you.
That's kind of weird.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Feels like we're in a lounge right now. What are you opening up over there, Jamie White?
Missy lives in Arizona.
Oh.
And she's lived there for 10 years, and she sent me something. First of all, she sent me a picture. She drives by Scottsdale and Bob White Way.
No kidding.
Oh.
Bob White Way. That's
Bob
pretty
White
cool.
Way. Yeah. Yeah. And she also works at a golf course in Arizona.
All right.
And so she has like a 2-hour drive. So she sent me an ornament, and I have to read it because it's hilarious. It says, it's an ornament, and it says, every girl deserves a little rip in her jeans.
That's awesome.
That is actually funny.
Thank you. Oh, man.
It's, rip from Yellowstone or whatever, so that is awesome. Thank you, Missy. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll go ahead and open up what Missy sent me, too. All right, if you don't mind.
Sure.
She didn't send anything.
I was going to say, you got something too.
She didn't send anything to me. That was the whole point there, guys. Thank you, Missy.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate the picture, too. It says Bob White Way. She drives by that street every day. And she's like, your dad was one of a kind.
That is so wild.
Sweet. Yeah, that's so sweet.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you, Missy.
All right, so you want to open some gifts? Let's start with Fidel. You want to?
I told you I didn't, but okay.
No, at the end you said, go ahead and let's do it.
Well, just because you're being ridiculous today, but it's okay.
Why am I being ridiculous? It's just holiday spirit, man.
Okay, go ahead, Spadil.
Spadil, you want to go ahead and disperse yours?
Okay, yeah. Well, let me bring you the one I got for BJ.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got gifts this morning, so got to share them. And nothing feels right today to talk about. I mean, it's the holiday. People are checking out. For the most part, I mean, next Wednesday is Christmas Day. It just goes on and on and on, you know?
Hey, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah,
nice. And wrapped it nicely.
Yeah. Did you do the wrapping?
Yeah.
Good job.
Man, you did a great job. Much better than I would do. All right, opening up here. A CD rack.
Yeah. It's an original, too.
That
box has never been opened. That thing's never been used.
Authentic.
It is nice.
See, God knows I love CDs.
I know.
They're going to make a comeback. You wait and see. And I'm hanging on to about 1,000 CDs at my house. And I'm telling you right now, I'll put this at good use.
Well, that bad boy holds 45 of them.
Look at this.
45 of your best CDs
now,
in there.
Yeah. I know you're going to think this is a shocker for you, but do you realize I still have a CD player in my vehicle?
Really? Next year, maybe get him an 8-track one.
Yeah. Sorry, I felt like I threw it there, didn't it?
It's all good.
That's very nice.
Threw it. Thank you.
Yeah. Spadil.
You got another one for somebody else?
I had another one right there for you. It's the little Snoopy one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snoopy. All right. So for this, look at this. Cancer.
Oh, you got cigars.
Cigars.
Oh, nice.
He gave me cancer.
Nice.
CD racks and cancer, wow. Man. We got a theme going, don't we?
Spadil, you went out of your way. That's nice. That's really nice.
Spadil, look at him.
Wow.
He's got bag after bag after bag of gifts for everybody this morning.
And he wrapped them so nicely.
Where'd you get these bags? I feel like these bags were given to you maybe a year ago or so. These look like...
Really?
Oh, you did? Target. You went to Target to get the bags? All right. Go ahead. Anybody that wants to go?
Jamie?
Okay, fine.
All right. Again, this is from Spadil. He gave me a CD case, CD rack.
What is that?
It's a doll for little Debbie.
Oh, that was sweet. I didn't get her anything. Whoops.
He thought of everybody.
I know, right? I forgot.
He's making his home look bad.
Play the sound, though.
I gotta tell you, man, you.
Oh, that will drive you crazy. That's
yeah,
perfect.
So this really isn't a gift. It's just to drive me crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be awesome. Let it
go. Do you know how creepy it must have looked with you checking out with paying for that?
Dude, I was in that aisle for like 10 minutes, too, trying to figure out something for Lil Debbie. Damn. And I was like, man, this got to look weird. A 35-year-old guy just standing
you
here.
You see a guy like Fidel in the toy aisle picking out a little baby doll.
That's the perfect gift, white claw. Thank you, Spadell. The Surge ones, which are my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Those are the heavy duty ones.
And hey, Carson, your turn. From Spadell. So White Claw for you, Jamie. That looks like a 36 pack. What the heck is that?
Hold on.
All right, Carson's turn to open up the gift from Spadell after getting a baby doll.
Oh, yeah. A little, Cascadian vodka.
Yeah,
vodka.
And that's supposed to go with the book that's in there.
Okay. Oh, you need to read a book and get drunk?
Oh, a collection of cocktails inspired by Taylor's favorite drinks.
Oh,
shake it off.
Where the hell did you find
that? Let me see that. That is hilarious.
Where'd you find that?
Oh, my gosh. Let me read this. A collection of cocktails inspired by Taylor's favorite drinks. It's called Shake It Off, Modern Cocktails with a Swift Twist. That is funny. Those are great. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny. Lord.
Spadell, you did a great job.
Thank you.
We got baby dolls, cocktails, White Claw, cigars. I think you've got it all. CD racks. Look at you. You put some thought into it.
What is this? What are these?
So I got you some gloves, Jamie, that are smartphone gloves. So they're like mittens, but you can still use your phone while you're wearing them.
Yeah. That's awesome. And what is this?
So I also got you just a bunch of Christmas ornaments.
Look at that, but this one's a rocket.
Yeah, because your son's like a rocket guy. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, that's awesome. Thank you, Spadell. I appreciate you.
And then the other, there's two more in there. One is an owl, and then the other one is a butterfly.
For my dad.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And my mom. Oh my God, it's both of them.
Jeez.
That's so nice. Spadell, you actually really, really thought.
I tried.
Yeah. That is amazing.
I'm so glad you didn't get fired this year.
I am too.
Oh my God. Wow. This is awesome. Look at, he got really nice stuff.
Spadell came in this morning. Let me tell you what he asked me this morning, Jamie.
Yeah.
He came in this morning. He has a bottle of liquor for one of our big bosses here.
Yeah.
Okay. And he wanted to, he asked me, he was getting my.
It was just supposed to be an off the air joke. Yeah. Let me say that.
He was trying to get my permission if it was a good idea or not to write on the bottle, "Thank you for not firing me this year." I said, "I don't know if I'd go there." I think I'd leave that alone.
Thank you.
Good job, Spadell. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Merry Christmas. And we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's talk about these Christmas lights real quick, okay?
Oh, poor Pete.
I know. Pete's neighborhood, it's across the street, right?
Yeah.
This house has probably a million lights on it. Now, I'm not exaggerating.
It's called the Gingerbread House. It's world famous, basically. It's in Highlands Ranch. Everybody knows about it. Everybody drives by it. It's been on television. It's been on that lights, that competition show.
Oh, yeah. Across America. Yeah. And it's like all over TikTok.
Yeah. Everybody knows about this house. And unfortunately, Pete lives in that neighborhood.
Is he literally across the street
from it?
Oh, man. What a nightmare.
So when you guys go to see the Gingerbread House in Highlands Ranch, which I know a lot of you will, just honk your horn and go, Hey, Pete!
Or if you see some overweight dude on the sidewalk bitching like crazy, that's going to be Powered by Pete. Just say hi to him.
He's the Karen of his neighborhood.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? Actually, Allison told me this, and it's a true story. It's like Margo and Todd from Christmas Vacation, you know, because Pete's so, like, you know, kind of snotty or whatever, you know? He doesn't want this. He's not snotty. He's just a grumpy old man. It's not like he's refined. He's just a grumpy old man. And he's like, oh my God,
get off my lawn. I could see it being a headache, though.
You guys, it was thousands of people last night. Thousands.
It's gorgeous.
It is.
I mean, they really do an incredible job. I wonder what it costs them.
Oof.
I mean, no idea. I mean, every inch of this house appears to be covered in lights.
Yeah, it's
not a small house.
No, and it's every inch, like you said.
I had a house done in Tampa, Florida, and this was 20 years ago or more, more than 20 years ago. And it cost, I think it was almost $2,000 to do it then.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the electric bill.
No, I'm talking about just installing it.
I think this guy does it by himself.
They lay it out and everything. He's like an expert at it.
Yeah.
That's a lot for one person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he does. Well, yeah, but those people are, they're in their own league.
It's a different breed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a company that does it.
I can't even imagine where you store them.
That too.
When you take them down, there's so many on this house.
There's a reason why none of those cars get to fit in the garage.
Holy cow. And then there's another story that's along that lines too, and I guess Douglas County is fed up with these cars with lights on them.
Oh, they are? Yeah. I like them.
You brought this up off air yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you mentioned, have you seen those cars?
I think they're awesome.
I think it's great, too.
I do, too. I don't mind them.
I saw another one yesterday.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I saw one day before yesterday, maybe even over the weekend, that it looked like it was a net that was on it instead of string of lights. It looked like it was a net that was illuminated or something. All right, anyway, in Douglas County, I guess they're over it.
Down in Douglas County,
we want you to be festive, but save it for your tree.
Deputies like Shane Belzy are educating drivers on the road and via social media. Two times over the past week, Dougco deputies have pulled over vehicles to educate drivers.
I do think it adds a level of danger for drivers. Throw in the Christmas lights on top of that, we're running the risk of blocking out our blinkers. We're blocking out other vehicles on the roadway, which we might not see headlights anymore.
Education over enforcement.
If we just run with the lights we're supposed to have on our cars, we're limiting the roadway hazard.
Philip Trujillo Jr. and Just Casual Car Club steer away from anything hazardous, especially during the happy.
You know how much heat this guy's going to catch?
I know. Shane is a Grinch.
Anybody that knows Shane, they're going to give this guy so much crap. It's unbelievable.
Come on, okay, humbug.
Mr. Christmas ruiner.
Yeah, right.
I've yet to see one of those cars and it blinds anyone.
Right. No.
Okay? It just sparkles.
Makes me happy.
And I like sparkles.
I'm sure I can see his blinker.
Yeah. There's no problem with that.
The ones I've seen, they weren't blinking. The lights weren't blinking.
He said in the news thing, you can't see their blinkers.
No, I know what he said. I'm just saying that I've yet to see one that you would confuse because lights on the car would be blinking.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It confused that with a blinker.
No, okay. I think they're just saying because it's so bright and everything that you wouldn't be able to see. Yeah. If anything, BJ does have a point. You would see that actual one that is blinking. So there. Sean or Shane, what was his name again?
I think Shane.
Shane.
And how about the people who don't even have working headlights?
Dude,
they put some lights on their car, you can see them.
And these people obviously are sober because they know that they're, you know, they got to drive right. Yeah. They might get pulled over. I mean, think of it that way. These are sober people on the road.
This guy, Shane, you will never, ever see him do another interview. He's done. Yeah. This is going to ruin his life. He's Douglas. Can't you imagine him walking into the office this morning down at Dougco? You know? Okay, there he is. There's old Shane. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Grinch?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. I feel like you're bragging.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're a socialite.
No, I'm not a socialite.
Yes, you are. You become highfalutin, and here I am. I'm stuck here in my little neighborhood, and I got nothing going on. And you've got all these parties, these ornament exchanges. You're probably going behind the gates, aren't you?
What was that wiggle?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that wiggle?
Because I know.
What is that?
I know how you socialites act.
Hold on. Hand on hip wiggle? What is that?
Well, I'm just saying.
I was just saying, everybody feels this way. You get overwhelmed, and like it's already the 11th, right? And it's just, I feel like, and I know we've talked about this every year about this time, but it just all comes at once, and everybody's planning parties, and you know, like I gotta get an ornament. Although Schmidl has an ornament for me.
What?
Because I have to go to an ornament party. And he's like,
you have an ornament?
Yeah. I have a whole box of them. Yeah. When we were moving,
where'd you get them?
When we were moving, we found this giant box of ornaments in my basement. My uncle used to work for a place called May DNF, which was a department store here in Denver. And they eventually got bought by Macy's. But we have all these gift with purchase ornaments from like 1985. And
no
I have
kidding.
Like 60 of them.
Vintage
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, uh-huh. Vintage. And I was like, I'll take one to do at the ornament exchange.
I mean, no one else will bring that.
Yeah, and the thing is, they might be like, you know, they might be worth something. They're
yeah,
antique.
Could be.
Uh-huh. Well, he said the paint's peeling off of them.
They're cracked. Oh, yeah. They're a little cracked. Yeah, they're dry. Yeah.
No kidding. You just found these.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is yeah. crazy. Yeah.
All right, well, now she's got an ornament to take
so
with
So do you want to come to the ornament exchange so you feel included?
No, I don't feel like that. I'm invited by the person that's throwing the party. I feel like I'm just kind of a side, you know, kind
you're
of that.
Side
what do they call it? Yeah, side dish.
Fourth wheel.
Yeah. Fourth wheel. You can call it that if you want to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I mean. But
I just don't have those type of activities to go to.
But you're
Nobody
a guy.
Invites me
you're
to
a
those.
Guy. I bet your wife does. Like
Maybe.
Men aren't 100%. Those. Yeah. Men aren't those guys like, hey, let's get together for an ornament.
Yeah. An ornament exchange.
Yeah. Like that's not like on a man's like list of things to do.
No.
Bree's got two ornament exchanges herself that she has to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. And does she do nice ornaments? Like, I've done this before, but I gave them Taylor Swift ornament.
Like,
yeah.
Last year she did, she put a little, she made her own, but so she got
oh,
a
God.
Kit at, yeah. But it was super easy. All she did was put a little, like, Grinch, well, I don't know what you'd call them.
Make your own.
Yeah, like, she did Grinch pubes in the ornament.
Pubes?
Yeah. Like they were Grinch. I don't even know what they call you. It's like it's
pubic
not like,
hair.
No, but it wasn't like hair. It was
like it's like fur?
Stencil, almost like stencil
fur.
In the ornament.
Was it fur? Yeah, they were furry ornaments made out of
well,
pubes.
Yeah, because I don't know if the Grinch has pubes. He might have fur.
Yeah,
I'm so confused by this story.
I don't get it either. We'll just leave it where it's at. How about that?
I asked her what she was making, so that's what she told
she
me.
She said Grinch pubes.
Grinch
and
pubes.
All right, well, okay, I'm going to, that'll be a hard pass on that one.
You didn't think at any point she was BSing you when she said Grinch pubes?
No, I was like, okay.
You bought it.
I don't know what you're supposed to make when you make an ornament. I think Bree would tell it better.
Yeah, I do too.
It said Grinch pubes. I think I got a picture somewhere of it. I'm going to show you.
All right, show us. Okay. Show us. Listen, I thought a Taylor Swift ornament was kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. I don't know what you take to something like, well, obviously I wouldn't go, but
yeah,
I mean, do you take something that's fancy, something that's really
apparently you
serious?
Take Grinch pubes.
Well, they go to different parties.
Hey, hold on. She sent me a picture
of
it.
They're part of
she did?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
I feel like they're part of the White Rock Club.
Let me see.
Yeah, they're in the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Grinch pubes.
Okay, all right.
It's a thing. It's
so,
a thing.
So you know how you buy those empty glass ball ornaments and you can open up the top and you can put stuff in it?
You can fill it with whatever you
so
want.
So what she did is she used green tinsel and put it in there and then painted on the outside Grinch pubes.
Thank you. Validated.
And you're raising a kid in this environment?
Hell yeah!
I think social services should be at your house today. Knock it on the door. If your wife's doing this in front of children. That's not even right. Holy moly.
Right?
I will tell you, we've reached that phase at my house, and I don't know if anybody else has this rule or not, but neither one of us, myself or Lisa, are allowed to look at the bank account or Amazon for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yesterday was our day to put that policy into effect.
Do you think she follows it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's why I was telling you, get off of that site and buy it through the actual company.
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. I didn't go that route. But you still have to use the bank account.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
I forget about you married
people. You've got the bank account that you share, so
You could buy a gift card and then pay for it with the gift card.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah.
He's had an affair before.
Yeah.
I'm not that much into Christmas.
But that is smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine that. You came up with that.
I know. I mean, that is totally something an affair dude would
do. Is that the way you do it with your uncle?
Yeah. Oh, now it's just
weird. It's kind of weird.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we're kind of trading out gifts this morning. Just, you know, kind of nonchalantly having a good time. It's Friday, man. You got Christmas coming up 5 days away. So just a good time. Good time. And also reminding you to get your Colorado lottery ticket for the Mega Millions. Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and it's over $800 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a nice little Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Speaking of which, Carson, it's your turn.
Okay.
Spadil, by the way, killed it.
Yeah,
he did a great job. About 20, 30 minutes ago, we did the gifts that Spadil brought in. Spadil, you did a great job.
Yeah, I'm super happy that you guys like them.
I don't think that we've ever like had a moment where we're like, Spadil, I mean, this isn't against you. It's going to sound like it's against you, but it's not. Where you've like really gone out of your way.
Well, the last 2 years, like I got you guys like all sweaters, which I thought that the theme would be like funny to get everybody sweaty.
I still wear the Real Housewives one.
No, but like I agree that like I could have gone above and beyond more. And like this year, I just felt like I needed to do something more. So I'm glad that you guys like them.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. It really was amazing. Yeah. Now, on the other hand, Carson is sad. He's very sad because two of his presents did not show up.
I'm traumatized, actually.
And he has tears in his eyes because I, just like you, Carson, I love to give. And when you can't give, it's just your heart is just, it's broken.
I'm just a little let down. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah, the picture angle is tough.
The picture angle, I mean, yes, you're still going to get it, but it's like, I want you to like,
no, have it. The reason they didn't show up, now, was that more on you or is it on Amazon or the delivery people?
Everything I ordered, the most of the stuff that actually didn't come, I ordered way before everything else.
Yeah, it's just that they're so high demand, probably, right?
Either that or like...
Sold out?
I mean, the two gifts that were supposed to come yesterday that didn't, for whatever reason, I didn't get like delay or anything... They were ordered like 3 weeks ago, and I still haven't got them.
You know what's going to piss you off, though? You're going to drive up today at your house, and there they sit.
Actually,
right
they're probably going to come during
right
the show.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, BJ.
All right, so let's start here. Carson giving out gifts this morning.
Open this one first.
Okay, we'll start with this one. Just a small little box here. Looks kind of like a couple of golf balls would be in.
I know, that's a picture.
All right, so this is one of the TikTok shops.
Yeah.
All right, TikTok
shop. I'm really proud of this one.
Oh, check this out. Donald Trump socks.
Oh, yeah.
And they're awesome.
I'll wear those.
Those are sick.
I'll
wear my black dark MAGA hat.
Yeah, you should wear those with shorts.
Yeah, I'll wear
those. Those are great.
Do they come with a comb for the hair?
I hope so.
I think they have hair on the side that you actually brush.
Yeah.
Right? I think so. I think that's what this is all about.
Wow. Oh, man. Those are epic. I think is the right word.
I can wear these for the next 4 years, guys.
Yeah. The word epic comes to mind.
Epic.
Yeah.
Big. Bigly. Bigly comes to mind.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm going to open mine.
All right. There you go.
This is
Thank
from
you,
Carson. Wait. Who wrapped this?
Brie.
She wrapped this?
Yeah.
She's like... She's Miss Rappy Queen.
It's hard to wrap those ones because it's so soft.
Oh, that is funny. Practice safe sauce. These are clip-ons for ketchup for my car.
So you could put them either in the window or on the vents.
Because remember that story? This is funny. Remember that story I told that I take a little bitty, I have these like disposable little Tupperware things and I fill them up with ketchup before I go to McDonald's so I have ketchup?
Yeah.
Now I have this. Thank you. Those are perfect.
Practice safe.
Oh my God. I like it. That's funny.
Deal. All right. I got two pieces of paper here. The first one is, it's matching hoodies for me and Lucy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's a matching sweatshirt for you and your dog.
Oh, my
love
God. That is funny as can be.
Is that from TikTok shop, too?
Oh,
is
my
it?
God.
She's going to look really cute in that.
That is funny.
Oh, and then he also got me a $25 Chick-fil-A gift card because he knows that's my favorite place to go for lunch.
Oh, you'll get two sandwiches for that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a drink.
I'm so disappointed the sweatshirts didn't come.
Oh. Dude, I'm super excited to get them, though. They're going to be awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to go for a walk with it.
Oh, my God. Everybody's going to be taking your picture.
Yeah.
They're going to look great, dude. You're going to look great. All right. A couple more gifts here from Carson. Let's see here. This is more like a, kind of feels like a magazine in a way. Wait, packaged up here. But it is a magazine.
Oh, what'd you get?
And it's all about air fryer recipes.
2,000 of those bad boys.
Dude.
I like it.
I love the air fryer. I'm telling you right now, my two favorite appliances, the air fryer and the ice machine that Jamie bought.
That is funny. I like that. He'll use that.
Oh, yeah.
I will use that.
I know.
And the other is...
This one's just hilarious.
This one is a windshield sunshade.
Okay.
It is. What is the design?
This is your nightmare.
Figure this. Oh my God!
Oh, it's Mickey
and Minnie Mouse
through your window.
You
yes.
know, you know,
nailed it.
You know, I won't get to keep this.
I know.
I figured it might you go to your wife. But
my
that
wife
is so great.
Is so into Disney.
Oh my God!
She will
God.
Take this for me.
No,
in a
you
heartbeat.
Have to put it in your truck.
Yeah, it's
the old school. It's the old school Mickey and Minnie Mouse at the wheel of the whatever that boat was.
You know what? You will look like a manly man if you put that in your truck.
Yeah.
I almost got you like
right
a,
now. I'll be
a
right
Lightning
back.
McQueen letter jacket.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank God. You, Carson.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, this is nice. I got Carson another. Got me a 20-minute rage room experience.
Okay.
For two all people. Right. It's like he knows me.
So I figured though, it sounds really cool. Like, you can just go in and smash up. They give you, like, 20 glasses you can smash. They give you a big, like, technology item like a computer or a printer or something like that.
I think 5 minutes with a what's that thing called? A
sledgehammer.
My arms are gonna be like, oh
yeah.
Well, and I figured you and your son, it'd kind of
be
a fun
no,
thing
we're
to do.
Do
while you're
that,
here.
We'll do that this weekend. That's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is super fun. And what's this thing? I need a Diet Coke. Is that the sweatshirt?
Yeah. I need
it
a
says,
Diet Coke.
I need a Diet Coke. That's funny. And that's me. Those are awesome.
And
oh my God.
I have one more over here that Carson has given me. Oh, check this out. Blackstone, the griddle light and phone holder.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
So I figure if you don't have a light, but also if you're looking up like a recipe on YouTube or something,
then
you can have
it
right there.
Yeah. That's actually pretty smart.
Or maybe you could take a video of you cooking one day. And we can see that.
Yeah. That's good Facebook content.
Yeah, good Facebook content. Yeah.
That's actually kind of smart to put your recipes on your phone and have it right there. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Man, oh, man.
That's for Frog. I got two gifts.
Frog. Okay. I won't.
I feel really
bad. No, open that one.
I didn't get the gift.
Open that one. Because he really wants those.
Oh, Carson.
What is it?
I told you I was going to give them to you.
McDonald's.
Oh.
The Crocs.
It's Crocs.
We have been looking for these Crocs everywhere, and every McDonald's has stopped doing the promotion.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I
God.
Told Carson, I said, man, Frog,
every
really,
color.
He really wants those Crocs.
I knew he wanted the blue. I just gave you every single one that I had, because little Debbie doesn't need those.
Oh, man, check this
That's
out.
That's awesome.
Woo! Frog, he's going to love this.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's why I said maybe we should have. Who cares?
Just don't open that.
Who cares?
I'm not going to tell you what that is.
For Frog. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're gonna love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, your kids' gifts are in the mail.
Yeah. It's okay. They got little Debbie has so many toys.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. Oh my God.
Thank you, Carson.
You're welcome.
Great job.
All right, I can get my. Where's?
Let's take a break and we'll come right back. Okay. All right. As you gather stuff up, and I've got my stuff right here. Mine's very simple, quick. Easy. We're going to make sure that we get through everybody this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, which you can get us there. If you've missed anything in the program today, simply go to the Odyssey app and get the podcast there. We are a week away, 1 week away from Christmas, man. Woo.
This is exciting. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We have a present here in the studio.
Oh, my God. I know.
I don't fully understand it.
It feels mean.
It does.
We haven't opened it yet, but it feels kind of mean.
Folks, the longevity of the BJ and Jamie Morning Show may be coming to an end because something about this just doesn't smell right. We'll spill it out for you, and you can tell us on Texnado how we should be interpreting this. But I guess it all started with me, right?
Yes.
Am I the problem?
Yes. Never a solution. Always the problem. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you that t-shirt.
That's actually a great idea.
Was it yesterday or Monday we started talking about the gifts that we got last year?
It's kind of been over time.
It's been a long, not just one day, my friend, not just one day. It's a lot. So we were talking about, I accidentally saw what we were getting for Christmas from our company, right? And so you guys were guessing what it is. And you guys said the words like, well, last year's was less than par. You said, underwhelming was the word used. Mm-hmm. Now, our boss listens to the show and he's the one that picks it out.
He does.
Our general manager. And he's a great guy, and I really respect him, and I dig him, and his name is Micah, and you guys just poo-pooed all over his gifts.
No, no, I respect him. I like him a lot. I do. But the gift, you got to admit, man, it sucked. No, it was terrible.
Didn't. That's what I said to you. I didn't understand because you loved my Yeti coffee cup that I got you. Yeah. But yet the Yeti cup that he got you with your name on it, you didn't like, which makes no sense to me. And you said it's because it has your name on it and you can't re-gift it.
Exactly. Because Jamie had already given me the best Yeti cup on the planet. Okay. I mean, just adorable. It really is. And so I use it every day here in the studio. Right. I do. And then he comes back with the same gift. Now, what am I going to do with two Yetis? Okay. I don't need two Yetis. And then they put BJ on it. Okay. Do you know how hard it is to find another BJ to gift that to?
Because he had already been Christmas. Using the other one.
Yeah. I went through the phone book looking for a BJ. No, I'm just kidding.
I've done that.
But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So I was complaining, like, don't put our names. Because you said that the item that we're getting this year was embroidered or had our names on it. And I said, oh, no, not again. Because I'll have to re-gift it, but I can't do it because my name's on it.
Right.
Right?
And so I
complained.
I loved the Yeti cup. In fact, I saw it this morning when I was getting some water. I was like, I love this Yeti cup, and there's my name. And I think it's a great gift. I was like, that must really hurt his feelings. I even thought that this morning as I looked at my Yeti cup in the cabinet. Yeah. I was like, that must kind of really hurt his feelings because it takes a lot to think about what you're getting for the entire staff. Right, and make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And here you guys, all three of you, you go on, ungrateful son of a bitches is who you guys are. And so I was like, wow. And you know, Mike is a great guy, and I he has feelings. Even though he's a general manager, he actually has feelings. And you guys just beep, 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 beep. Yeah. So.
I passed him in the hallway yesterday. He wouldn't even talk to me. He wouldn't. He didn't flip me off or anything, but he avoided me.
Well, he won't talk to Schmidel because he just doesn't like him.
Yeah, he doesn't like you at all, Schmidel. I mean, you're teetering right now.
Yeah.
You really are.
I did that to myself.
And Carson, you're not much better, buddy. They just haven't told you yet.
God.
But, all right, so here's where we are today.
Here's what the card says, okay? And it's beautifully wrapped box. It's ribbon. I mean, and it has all four name tags on it written out. I mean, it looks like a professionally done job.
So
right?
We walk in this morning, and there's this big gift that's sitting here in the studio.
And it's heavy. All right, says BJ, Jamie, Carson, Dylan. I really wrestled with getting you each a gift this year, but ultimately landed on a group gift. Since y'all are so closely aligned.
We're all together.
I hope you all enjoy using this together and that it helps you barbecue something other than the gifts you get from me.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
It's a little sour.
Happy holidays, your general manager.
Oh, man.
Let me read that part again. I hope you enjoy using this together and that it helps you barbecue something other than the gifts you get from me. So we have opened it. Bold is the word.
Yeah, and smoky. Smoky too. Don't forget smoky.
How many pounds?
16. Oh, I forgot. Wood flavored too.
Oh.
Kingsford.
Why am I getting looped into this? Oh my God, you just shook the entire
studio. You almost broke this thing.
Yeah, this whole thing almost broke.
A bag of charcoal. Barbecue. Get it? For all of us.
You know
he's
what?
Mad.
You know what? Well, and what
he's
makes
upset.
Because you hurt his
for
feelings.
Him to do that. I'm so sorry. I'll take any gift you got, no matter how sucky it is. I will accept it.
Man.
No, I will. Yeah,
double
I'll
down
accept
on
it.
Go ahead,
I'll
double down
it,
on it.
Guys. No, no, I don't mean it like that.
Oh, really?
I mean it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Listen, he wasn't general manager like 3 years ago or whatever. I remember we got a National Museum passes.
Yeah, science. Yeah. Science. Yeah.
So
science
the Yeti museum. Cup is way better than the science museum passes.
Agreed.
Yeah. And the museum passes were only good for like 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Bold and smoky.
That's the new name of the morning show.
I'm bold, she's smoky.
Wait, I want to be bold.
Okay, I'll be spooky. I don't care. I don't care. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Holy hell.
BJ and Jamie.
If I seem like I'm in a bad mood, it's because I am. Because
why,
I lost the major award.
What did you lose?
Oh, the major award. I lost it.
Woman of the Year?
No.
What is the major award?
The lamp with the leg.
Oh, no.
I lost the major award.
How did you lose the lamp?
What happened?
Okay, so you know in my neighborhood, we're having a lights contest.
Yeah.
Oh. Right? We're having the lights contest. Well, it's the timing. It's timing, it's timing, it's timing.
I've seen pictures of yours. There's no way that you could lose the leg.
Yeah, I think I did. Our timing was horrible. Oh, my God. My kid and I were just so sad. Our timing was horrible. So last night they did second looks, right? Final looks, right? Final looks. Yep. And there's different categories and blah, blah, blah. And so I have the garage doors open. All of the garage doors.
That takes away from your lights.
Well, yeah, you can't see ambience, the lights. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the third garage door slot is just full of crap. Oh. Right?
Well, you have a third?
Yes.
When you look at your house,
There's three.
Holy cow. Spadell, did you hear that? There's three.
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
That's wild.
What? All right, keep
going. It's not five. It's only three.
Three's a lot in my neighborhood. We have no threes in my neighborhood. If you get two, you're celebrated.
Really? Yeah. Well, anyway, in the third garage hole, it's just full of just stuff, right? So I have all the garage doors open, which is not great. And then in front of my house, did you guys happen to see what I posted, all those boxes? You can't even get into the front door because I had so much stuff delivered yesterday. You can't get in. Well,
there's like 50 boxes out in front of your house. Yeah.
They're huge. And so I did get the shop back, so I'm very happy. So there's like 50 boxes. You can't even get in the front door. So my son is taking all the boxes from the front door because we can't open it really and get them through. And he's taking them around the garage. So three garage doors open.
Oh.
All the boxes. You can't see the lighted trees on the front porch. And final looks happened.
Oh, were you outside? No. Did you see them come by?
Yeah, she talked to me. She goes, "That's a lot of boxes out there."
She even commented on
it. I know. And I said, "Yeah, sure is." And she goes, "Well, we're just driving by, seeing that, doing final looks." My son and I were like, "No!"
Dun. You should have tried to tip her like 20 to make another laugh. Just say, look, touch.
Okay,
do
you
me
realize
a favor.
She lives in my neighborhood, right?
Yeah, just say, give
she
her
has
20
her own
bucks.
Money.
She's good.
I'm just saying, give her 50 then. All right, give her 50 and say, come on, make another lap. Give us
like 5 minutes to clean this up. Yeah.
Not only did you lose the award probably, but now you're going to get a notice by the HOA.
Exactly.
About your boxes.
Exactly. Like, next time you have 5 minutes to take all the boxes off the front steps. Yeah. It was so funny because I was overreacting. I was like kicking stuff. I'm like, oh my God, we lost the major award. This is a horrible, horrible day. Oh, the worst day ever.
Have you ever won the award?
No.
This could have been the year.
I've never, nobody's even placed it. She goes, you got a lot of votes. I go, I did, because nobody's ever voted on me before. I go, I know Kelly gave me one. For sure.
Well, you went above and beyond this time.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
It was really nice.
I know,
out
but
there.
Three garage doors open and all the boxes.
Well, that's some rotten timing.
It
there.
Really.
I mean, because
is.
You've looked stellar for the past month.
Yep.
I mean, you had lights up before anybody else in the neighborhood, for the most part.
It was amazing.
I mean, you set the pace this year, in fact, for the neighborhood. And now for her to come by when all the garage doors are three.
Three.
Think about that. Three,
there's,
folks.
There's three garage
But yeah, doors. you got those open with the box. Just bad timing.
It was bad timing. Yeah. I was kicking the stuff. Oh, my God, we lost a major award.
The Christmas gods.
And my son was in on it, too. We were so dumb. Like, the two of us are just stupid. We're both kicking things. Oh, my God.
Slamming stuff.
What does the winner get?
Oh,
do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Like dinner for two at the Olive Garden or something?
No, I don't even think it's that good. No.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have those awards in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not like a real thing or anything.
All we get is notices. We don't get awards.
But the timing, BJ.
BJ and Jamie.
Friday before Christmas here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Before we take a break, a lot of people are taking breaks for the next couple of weeks or so. And we are doing gift giving this morning. Spadell knocks it out of the park. Carson knocks it out of the park. So just Jamie and I left now.
I know, and I feel bad because I kind of have a little bit of Carson situation. I didn't take any pictures of the stuff that didn't show up.
Oh.
But nobody got the Mary Asmus ornaments this year.
I'm real sad about that.
I know. I mean, who doesn't want BJ's butt hanging on your tree?
My wife is dying to get one for our tree. Yeah.
And now, guess what? Now I have 11 of them showing up. What am I going to do with 11 Asmus ornaments?
In that shipment was even ornaments for the teachers at Frog School.
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy's butt on there. Yeah.
All right, well, but, I got you a gift. Here it is.
All right. Ooh,
that's the only gift I have for you.
All right, good.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh.
I know.
A loaf. A loaf.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
A loaf?
Wait a minute.
Hold on. What?
This is the loaf that we received a few days ago that's been around for about 2 weeks. What the hell? What? A re-gift of a loaf?
I got you a loaf. It's from Old Town Arvada.
Oh, my loaf.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I almost re-gifted some things. Just as a joke, because it would have been hilarious.
Well, I meant to take that to a Christmas party, that loaf, and I left it in my car, and I was like, it's gotten hot and cold and hot and cold and hot and cold. And I'm like, well, who will eat it? I know, BJ will.
Yeah, nailed it.
I'll give it a try.
Why not?
It's a free loaf.
You got a free loaf.
Yeah. From Arvada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I got something I'm going to pass out here, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on just a second. Let me make sure that I get this music turned down. All right, there we go. Here we go. It's kind of a tradition. All right, $50.
Nice.
$50. Because the reason is, and Jamie and I have explained this before, most of us, like me, Carson, now maybe Jamie, but not Spadell, you're never going to go out and buy a $50 ticket.
Ever.
No, never, ever. And a lot of people won't. So this is kind of the one time of the year that you actually get to do this before I give you the other gift.
No, but that's the thing. Yeah. You're right. I would never buy a $50 one.
I would never do it either, and I love gambling. Yeah. Nobody loves it more than I do.
Can you play a song so we can start scratching?
No, we're going to scratch.
Just kidding. I'm like, but you know, having one of these in your hand and having to talk and not being able to scratch is giving me some anxiety.
Yeah. No, you nailed it. I'm going to play a song and we're going to scratch.
But the thing is, how did you keep these without scratching them yourself?
Make sure the barcode's not exposed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got to be honest with you. I'm a little reluctant to give these to you. No, I'm serious. I mean, what if one of you went? The top fortune on here is $3 million.
Oh, my God.
All right, before we scratch. All
right. I knew there was going to be something.
Let's cut a deal. Let's cut a deal, okay? If you win anything more.
It doesn't come with contingencies.
JB, I can do whatever I want to. It's my gift. Now, the top prize is $3 million.
Yes.
$3 million. Here you go, Carson. Wow. Come here. And then you guys can go ahead and scratch. And now, look, it's not going to bother me if you win $10,000, okay?
Really?
It ain't going to bother me at all.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Don't say that.
It totally will.
All right, it might. But I want to know if somebody won today, okay?
Yeah.
I want to know if somebody won.
Should we, like, hand each other one? And
you want to swap around?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Do you feel like yours is
This is the luck of the draw.
Why does anyone want to swap?
I bought all three in sequence.
Oh, okay.
Which tells me that one needs to be a winner, right?
What's your bottom right corner say?
Mine's number 3.
I want number 1. What does yours say?
Bottom right is 4.
All right, I have 2. Ooh, oh, who's got number 4?
Somebody else got
1 or 5. Or 5.
Oh, no, I want number 4.
You didn't buy one for yourself?
Yeah, I scratched number 1. I won $3 million. That's why you guys got 2, 3, and 4. I was one lucky sucker yesterday. That's why I'm so happy giving these to you guys. $3 million richer. Good luck, guys.
BJ and Jamie.
$3
million. $3
million. I can't believe I just won $3 million.
Unbelievable.
Thank you to the Colorado Lottery for giving me $3 million.
Yeah, we're going to stop the show early this morning because Jamie just hit for $3
million. $3 million. Bye, everybody.
See you.
Bye. Good luck, everybody.
You got to get to Pueblo.
Yeah.
Three $50 tickets, scratch-offs. One winner.
Yeah.
Just one winner.
Yep.
Well, that's how it goes.
And it was Spadell.
Woo!
Nice job.
Yeah.
Shmadil.
Attaboy.
I'm glad I didn't trade with you guys when BJ suggested it.
Well, Jamie suggested
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But nevertheless, $50 is what you won, right?
Yep.
$50. That's not bad.
$50 scratch off. They should give you at least 10. I mean, the state still makes, the lottery still makes $40.
Just says it's a good deed.
Just something, you know, an absolutely zero.
The thing is now you should go back to where you bought them and buy the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did one of those machines.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, that you were talking about earlier this morning. I'd never used one before. But
well, you have to have your driver's license, and I can't find my driver's license, so I could not buy anybody anything.
All right, you want Carson to open his gift from you, or what do you want?
All three of you have to open it at the same time. Okay. Sure, will you grab this?
Yeah.
By the way, can we just talk about how great my wrapping is? And you have one right
you
here.
You do have good wrapping.
Hey, the bow is phenomenal. Yeah,
the big one over there?
Yeah. No, the small one. No, small one. Yep. So y'all three got the same thing. So open them at the same time when I count to three.
You're going to count to three, and we'll open
one,
up.
1,002.
Come on!
I'm kidding, go. Just open them. Yay!
Oh, man, the toaster!
Oh, yeah!
Bob Ross! Bob Ross toasters.
Yeah.
For all of us.
I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Now, here's the thing. You guys, Shmadil and Carson, you actually have bread in yours.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
so if you actually open the box, there's bread in yours.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, man.
Sorry, BJ, I did not give you any bread.
I'm
this
good.
This is awesome. I'm good. I'm so happy.
I really am. I hope they work.
Listen, I'm going to test it tomorrow morning, first thing.
And then post a picture.
And I'll put little Debbie next to it, and she'll be like, who's that?
I know.
I'll be testing this today.
Yeah,
are
right?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
I mean, there's cash in there, so don't, like... Okay. Don't throw away.
Don't burn it. Yeah.
Don't burn it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm keeping the box. This is like a collector's item.
He doesn't see the cash down in the other slot, and it all catches on fire. And then, BJ, here's your gift.
Oh, man, that's a big one.
Yeah, that is. And that, you owe my son, because he went to four different cities to find it.
Is it a Yeti cooler?
It is.
How about that?
Oh my god! Oh, we should have carried it for him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Move that. Anyway,
all right.
Okay, here's your gift.
You ready?
Yep, ready.
What?
And thank you to Eddie.
A snow shovel.
Yeah! Thank you to Eddie at Ace Hardware in Highlands Ranch.
That is awesome.
He saved the very last one.
That's awesome. BJ, you're going to love it.
Jamie, you made my life so good.
I know, because you're always like, I'm afraid to shovel because of my back.
Shmadil, can you carry this to my truck?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
so
please.
I have to tell Eddie, because we went to, well, I didn't. My son went to Home Depot. They were out of them. He went to Lowe's, two different Lowe's. They were out of them. And so Eddie at Ace Hardware in Highlands Ranch, I love you. He held it for me, and I appreciate it.
Literally, you can only, like, at Home Depot, you can only order them online.
Well, see, had the regular tool ones, but the one with the shooter or whatever is the one that's hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's great.
Yeah, it's
I'll be using
stuff.
That. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right, I got one more, too. Okay. I got one more, too. Shmadil, you'll have to come in all here and get yours.
Here's yours, Carson.
Oh, thank
and again,
you.
Just like Jamie. He said, you got to open at the same time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll count to three.
Mark.
I'll count to three.
Did you wrap these?
Jamie's, yours is a little bit different. Can't you tell that I wrapped them? Look how good they are.
No, it was good.
No, I did
wrap
them.
Yeah, they look
good.
You
did?
No, they're crappy. That's crappy.
This is actually legit.
No kidding?
Yeah.
I did that. All right, here we go.
Wait, is this Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, I don't know what I wrapped it in.
It's regular paper.
Oh, I got
I don't know what I wrapped it in. All right, one, two, three. Open them up. All right, there you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Up,
really?
Dude. Really?
What?
Shut up.
What is it?
AirPods.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's not you.
Only...
Hold on. Let's talk about this for a minute.
The only difference is I bought Jamie's that has hearing aids.
That is funny.
I added hearing aids to hers. You two have the regular
AirPods.
You got
the upgrade.
Oh, my God.
You guys have the AirPods. She's got the hearing aids.
That's going to drive
me
crazy.
She never hears me.
Oh, BJ, oh, you didn't have to do that.
Thank you,
awesome.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you both.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Who are you?
Yeah.
What did you do with BJ?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did my best to talk my wife out of buying these. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
I said,
awesome.
Honey, you're spending way too much. Can't we go with a Bob Ross toaster?
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm just kidding. My wife had nothing to do with it, Carson. You schmuck. We're back to normal now.
Oh, you schmucks.
Merry Christmas,
thank
everybody.
So
Merry
guys.
Christmas.
BJ and Jamie.
What is this surveillance thing?
Okay, so all my friends in the group are talking about this. It came out way back in November 20th, right? And it's called Surveilled. Now, here's the thing. I know like none of us are new to the fact that they're listening to us and hearing us, and advertisers can, you know, target us. We see it all the time. Anytime we talk about anything, right? I mean, they come on and we get ads.
Just a given.
Yeah, so I guess this this guy, he's a reporter, and I feel like he's part of the Pharaohs. But anyway, his name is Ronan Farrow. I don't know if he's one of, what's his name, Farrow? What's her name?
Yeah, I don't know, Mia?
Yeah, yeah. His name is Ronan Farrow, and I guess he's like, he's a Golden Globe. Like, he's just this documentary guy that everybody respects. So he started looking into Harvey Weinstein sexual assault charges. He started looking into Les Muñez, all that stuff.
So he's kind of an investigative type reporter that just he concentrates on crime.
Right, and Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. So he was looking into all these allegations. Well, all of a sudden he found that he was being targeted. He realized that his phone had been hacked and he was being listened to and that he was being followed by his phone from one of these people in their teams.
Yeah.
And so it started like, oh my God, there's people following my phone because I'm investigating them. How is this even possible? So he started diving into surveillance in our phones.
Yeah.
And they say that this documentary will terrify all of us.
I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, yeah. They said it will give you, I mean.
I don't want to know.
I know.
I don't want to know. I really don't. I'm being very serious about this. I mean, I know that we are, okay?
Right.
And that's as much as I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it says they can secretly install it and operate by anyone who wants to roam around in your phone's content. They can see all your pictures. They can access the microphone. They can turn on your camera without you knowing at any moment.
See, that's the creepiest part about it. Right
if
there.
They, and this
child
is scary.
Child molesters, this is why it's scary for people with little kids. Child molesters, because you hand over your phone to your little kid. And then they steal the images of your little kids. He's saying it is. He said it'll make your skin crawl.
Jamie, it just terrifies me because if they tapped into my phone, for an example, they'd see that picture of Jamie with those two squirrels over her boobs.
Exactly.
I mean, that would just drive me nuts to know that's out there.
Well, and keep in mind, that picture started without squirrels.
Oh, my God,
right?
I don't have that one.
Yeah.
Now I'm really irritated that I don't
that's
have
so
that
OG.
One.
Yeah, so remember, the picture had to start somewhere.
Oh, my God.
No squirrels on it.
There was a pre-squirrel picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, I didn't have, like, stick-on squirrels.
Well, I didn't know. That's the only copy I got.
And one day
I'm going to take that off my screensaver, too. But
it says,
not today.
It says that they're going after government officials, journalists. One journalist was... Anyway, it's on HBO Max, and it's crazy. I mean, it's terrifying. And I'll tell you what one of my friends said that she said that she heard you're supposed to do, but listen...
Why should people around the world care about the hacking that you're documenting here?
These cases affect 450 million people. It's a violation of their rights.
What we ended up finding was actually the tip of the iceberg.
Spyware is this powerful surveillance tool. Big spyware companies say they sell this tech only to governments. But this multi-billion dollar industry is mostly unregulated. The most advanced spyware can turn your smartphone into a spy in your pocket. It can copy everything and record you without you ever knowing, and then just disappear without a trace.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh. Yeah.
So what my girlfriend said, that because she looked deeper into this, and she said, you know, turn off your phone when you can. Just, like, turn it off.
You can't.
You can.
I mean, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can. I just turned mine off.
You lose contact with the world.
No, but just turn it off, you know, and then just turn it back on when you need to use it. because that'll really help.
Nobody's going to do that.
I just did.
Well,
just
but you'll turn it right back on when we go to commercial.
Well, but it doesn't matter. At least whoever is linked up with it right now got shut down.
Yeah. I think if it's top of mind and you just keep doing it, make it a habit. Yeah.
Well, I restart my phone every day.
Well, that's good because most people
don't. Yeah, because they say that's what you need to do. You need to restart your phone. I do it every single day. I restart the phone.
Yeah, I never do. I go weeks and months.
Oh, really?
Without,
I do at least one time a day.
Yeah, I do it every day.
So that's the one way you can help. And it goes into, they are calling this, I know that you know, just everyday people like ourselves, we think, oh, no, it won't ever affect us. But they say that this is what's so riveting about this documentary is it makes you realize how much it does, in fact, like it affects you. Because when you hand Frog your phone, they're watching him and they're taking his digital image and they're doing bad things with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's everywhere, man.
It's scary.
You're on camera, you're being listened to. And I'll tell you who I don't trust. That little witch, that Alexa. I think that woman's always listening.
So this is weird that you say that. Okay, so lately, tell me what this means. So you know how, do you get Alexa to wake you up, Carson?
No, mainly because of break, because then it'd wake her up too.
Oh, okay, so I have Alexa wake me up, right? And I set it for time, I set it like for four times in the morning, and then a reminder. Like the reminder says, you cannot be late today, which never works.
This is the last call.
Yeah, this is the last call. Like, I know each one, and I'll even shut it off, like, Alexa, turn off all the alarms. And she's like, which ones do you want turned off? 4:15, 4:20, 4:21, 4:23. Anyway, so I shut her down. But lately, tell me what this means, and if I'm the only one. So when it goes off now in the morning, it's a guy speaking in Pakistani.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what he's saying.
I have no explanation.
Me either.
No, none.
That's how it's been.
None.
It is so creepy.
Maybe that's a hacker that hacked in and is like, I know when she's going to wake up, so I'll just start.
Well, my alarm knows when I'm going to wake up, but I know what you're saying. But it is weird. It's like,
that's weird.
And it's like chants. And then they'll start chanting. And then this morning, I got another weird one for the second alarm. It's like, think deeply thoughts. 3224487222. Think deep thoughts. 844-272-84 whatever the number
I gotta call that
they're
number.
They're trying to like program your subconscious.
If it wasn't so early, I wouldn't have written down the number and called it. Because I was like, what is that saying? It's super creepy. I don't know if anybody else has this problem.
That's weird.
But it is weird.
I do. I'm not joking about Alexa. That thing's listening all the time. There's no way. And it's recording. It's got everything that's going on in your house.
The good news is it doesn't have a camera.
Yeah.
Mine does.
You got the Echo Show.
So I put a piece of tape around it I don't know what's going on. We don't use it.
And think about Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, there's a reason why when they filmed inside Facebook and they showed his office and stuff, he had a tape over his own damn computer.
Yeah.
He had a piece of tape over his own computer screen.
He knows.
He knows what's going on. He's in on it too.
So it's called Surveilled and it's on HBO Max.
You know, HBO Max needs a big show.
Yeah.
Because nobody even talks about him anymore. You know, HBO used to be a big deal. Huh?
They have Game of Thrones.
Oh, that is a big show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Dragons, huge.
Yeah, you those know, are huge.
Are they still on?
Uh-huh. And Penguin's really big, too.
All right, I'll take it back.
And boxing.
All right, take it back.
Big boxing.
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to Jamie's happy ending. Happy ending, all right?
All right, here we go.
All right, you take it.
So here's the deal. All right, so it's the game sweep of the nation. Now, you can either guess, or if you actually know the answer, then I would like to hear the real answer. But let me know if that's not our text anymore. It's 303-222-5423 or 303-22-ALICE. Okay, so it's guess the ending. Again, you can either guess it, or if you know it, just tell me what it is.
All
okay?
Right.
So the first one is that one we heard, which was Christmas on the Alpaca Farm. Now, this is a very, very moving movie. It's about, this is on Lifetime, and it's about a guy who has an alpaca farm and this girl from the city that she wants to start making some alpaca fashions.
Okay. All right. And so she goes to the farm to.
She wants to go to the farm. She's like, "Hey, I'd like to save your farm and help you with some an alpaca line of fashion." And he's like, "Okay." And she's like, "I love wool things." And he's like, wool is sheep.
All right.
And then he kicks her off the farm. And that's the last thing I saw. Oh, so okay. What do you think happened?
Oh, he kicks her off the farm?
Yeah, he says, go.
Why?
Because she didn't know the difference between wool and fleece.
Exactly. Oh.
Fleece is alpaca and wool is sheep. And all so right. He's like, how can you make a...
She insulted him.
Yeah, and how can you make a clothing line if you don't even know your textiles,
yeah.
Bitch?
All right. Now, with that set up, okay. Here's what I'm going to guess, okay? I'm going to guess that he kicked her off the farm. Uh-huh. And that seems trivial that you would mix up, you know, the alpaca, what's it called, fleece?
Wool and fleece. But not if you're in the fashion industry.
It's more than that, though, Jamie. This is a TV show, okay? He's got her on video with an alpaca. And it's not pretty, folks.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
She is mistreating one of the alpaca, even though the alpaca has a grin on his face. But she's mistreated. He's got the video. He drops it. He's going to drop it to the media.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And it's very embarrassing for the alpaca, you know.
So this is a Christmas movie about blackmail.
Yeah.
And spitting.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And in the end, the alpaca wins.
Gotcha.
A massive lawsuit.
Wow. Yep. All right. That's movie number one.
All right.
Thank you for that. Okay. All right. So movie number two is called Country Christmas Harmony. Now, I'll set it up and we have a little bit of it, but Country Christmas Harmony is about a girl that was born in a small, small town, right? Okay. And she likes snacks.
Okay. She likes snacks?
Yes. She liked ice cream. She liked candy bars, it looks like. It looks like she likes snacks a lot. That wasn't part of the movie.
Oh, so she's...
She's healthy.
Large. She's large.
And in charge.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
She's large.
But when you're from a small town, there's not a lot of to choose from. So a very handsome man dated her when they were in high school.
Oh.
Because there's nobody else, right?
Yeah.
So you go for the big girl. You just... Because, you know, in high school, they have big boobs.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, dude, she has some knockers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they're like 16 or whatever. All right. So anyway, so they continue to date. And then one day she makes it as a Nashville singer. Right, she kind of looks like the girl that's married to. She looks like Trisha.
Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah, she looks. No kidding. She looks exactly like her. Now that I think of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know how like Trisha loves fried chicken.
Yeah.
And mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
And all the biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the helpings.
Yeah. Well, this is that girl, and so then she goes back to her small town because she made a horrible skanky video about like. It's something about reindeers or something.
Yeah.
And she tried to be a pop star and they're like, you're country. And she's like, I know, I made a mistake. And then that's all I got.
Are you sure it's not part two of the alpaca movie?
Yeah.
That's what it's starting to sound
like.
It was
some kind of reindeer. She tried to go pop. Okay.
Yeah.
And it just went wrong.
And it went, it was like if Britney just decided to go country.
Okay.
And then everybody turned against her. And so they're like, to get the feels back of your country roots, you need to go back to the country and do a concert there. And she ran into the skinny guy.
Oh, when she went back to her hometown?
Yeah.
Now she's big at this point, right? She's made it.
Yeah.
She's made it.
She's okay. Big all the way around.
No, I mean, she made it. Her career has really taken off.
Her career is very big.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, here's a little bit of the trailer or where they meet.
So you're back here for Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, that is the big night. Isn't that lovely? What's it been? 10 years and some change? I bet Chrissy doesn't even know you're running your own restaurant. Why don't you bring her here for dinner? Show off that prize-winning menu of yours. Say, isn't tomorrow your day off?
Yes, it is.
I don't want to date the big girl.
Tomorrow, actually, because I'm busy.
Well, I'm busy too, so I can't.
Oh, you're busy.
Yeah, can't do it.
All right. What do you mean you can't? I have more of a social life than you, and by more, I mean I actually have one. Chrissy, honey.
Yes.
So what do you think?
You've been gone
happens?
A long time. Some things around here haven't changed.
Happens?
What I say still goes. So, you are having dinner with my grandson. And that's all there is to it.
All right. I think they talked her into playing Santa Claus.
I'm just saying.
I think they talked her into playing Santa Claus this year. And that makes it a Christmas movie. And it turns out with a really good ending to it. Because, you know, go sit on the big girl's knee. you know, and tell them what you want for Christmas. But
actually,
I think she
somebody has a better guess.
What's
than
that?
Than you. And it's shocking because I like the Santa.
Okay.
Actually, here's what happened. She grew up. She got diabetes. She started drinking. Her boob shrank, and she joined Jenny Craig.
Oh,
that's a lot better ending.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that one. They're thinking. They're thinking. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
She endorsed them.
All
she
right,
does
there
their
you go.
Jingle.
All right, that's number two. Got one more, folks.
One more.
Hang in there.
All right, but this one's a classic. This one isn't as cheeseball, but it looks so good. And this one I really want to finish. It's called The Holiday. And it's with Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Jack Black, and Kate Winslet. So, I mean, it's a huge cast, right?
Great cast. Yeah.
And so Kate and Cameron Diaz, they switch houses. You know how people can do that with the Airbnb situation or whatever?
Yeah.
So like if you have a nice house and I have a nice house, we can switch it. It's an actual thing. And they switch houses and then they both fall in love. But here's the thing. If I'm Kate, I don't want Jack Black. I want Jude Law.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
Why'd you get the
that?
Short little tubby dude?
I've never heard of this switching houses thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a real thing.
You switch houses for what purpose?
So because I trust you because you have a luxury rental and I have a luxury rental. And so maybe you have yours in Hawaii and then maybe I have mine in Aspen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
And
now.
So you can use my place in Aspen and I can use yours in
Hawaii. I thought you were in like the same town. I'm like, what the heck?
No.
Hey, we want to live at your house for a month.
You live two streets over. We're going to swap houses. All right, now I'm catching
on. It's luxury rental, rental. Yeah.
All right. Here's the trailer.
Right. Okay, here it is.
Iris and Amanda are in exactly the same place.
Where do I want to go by myself, depressed at Christmas?
Just 6,000 miles apart.
Home exchange. We switch houses, cars, everything. Bingo. I need you to answer this.
Are there any men in your town?
Perfect.
As one door closes,
that'll be interesting.
Another one opens. The Holiday.
All right, The Holiday. The holiday.
Yeah, it looked really good.
All right, I think what happened is they switch houses. Uh-huh. The person that gets Jude Law, they turn it.
That's Cameron Diaz.
Turns out he's gay. Turns out he's gay in the movie.
And, oh my God, that's a real possibility.
Turns out he's gay. And then on Jack Black, turns out he's got herpes. They both lose.
All
Happy
right,
holidays.
That concludes this. Happy ending. Yay.
BJ and Jamie.
That's a cool song. What are you doing?
Wow. Just wow.
What?
See what's in my hand?
Yeah, I see it.
This is the special edition Broncos ribbon candy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
From the Colorado Candy Company.
Really? They brought that? It must have slipped by. I didn't see that in the package.
It's the special Broncos edition. Oh. It's blue and orange and white, and it's very hard to make. It's ribbon candy.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Very delicate, and it comes in this beautiful box. And so we had two extras left. And I said to Schmidil, hey, listen, I know things are a little tight or whatever. And I want your uncle and your dad to have something under the tree from you, you know. And I said, so I think every dad and uncle that are huge Bronco fans would love this special edition ribbon candy.
It's
right?
Limited edition, just like you said.
They would
amazing.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So remember how I said I'm going to put it right up here in this cabinet?
Yeah. What?
Which cabinet? There's like four in there. Now, I don't know much about her office. I don't go in there very much. But there's like four.
Really?
Which cabinet are you talking about?
So you think the cleaning lady did this?
Did what?
Yeah, what happened?
It was literally set aside from the entire box of the rest
exactly.
of the candy.
Exactly. I took it out of the candy box and set it inside the
cabinet.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. What are you implying here?
That you ate it!
It's all gone.
Why are you fingering me?
Well, look, it's gone.
That's supposed to be for my dad and my uncle.
Oh, my God, you killed Christmas.
What is your
you
problem?
You monster.
You are a monster.
Nobody told me.
Oh, my
you
God.
Didn't tell me that was for your family?
We had a conversation. You were in the room.
No, yeah. I think he was in Hawaii.
Really?
Oh.
No, I can sort it was
obviously,
here.
Obviously, there was a reason why it was taken out of the big box and put it up in the top cabinet, and the cabinet door was shut.
Yeah, because there was a box that was like kind of the community, like this is what we're supposed to eat box.
Yeah.
And then everything else was taken out of it.
There were no rules. When the Colorado Candy Company came here with that big bag of candy that's for all of us. It's for whomever wants it. But you can't just hoard it and stick it in one of the bins in there and think that that's for my uncle.
Yeah, but now my dad and my uncle don't have Christmas presents.
Exactly.
Well, tough. Then you get them something else. They dropped that off for us, so if I want to eat on the candy, I can eat the candy.
Oh, my
God. And it's delicious, too.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to get my parents something for, for Christmas.
I know, and it's the special edition kind. They only make so many batches.
I get hungry during the show. I do. Jamie came in talking about this fantastic restaurant this morning in Littleton.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here looking at their menu all morning long. They got a Reuben sandwich, only $15. You know how hard it is to find a good Reuben?
Well,
it's hard.
It is hard. Plus the fact that your kid got scared in the middle of the night last night because he heard something because your house was creaking. You know how your house pops when the heat goes on? And so you ended up sleeping in a bunk bed for an hour.
I've been in a bunk bed for 3 nights in a row, and I'm miserable. I'm going to tell you right now. We're trying to get him into his room, and he won't go because he's scared. Yeah. And I'm not going to put some kid in a room. Now, his mom is all about, get your buddy in there. And you're staying in there, lock a door, blah, blah. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't. When somebody is scared or they say they're scared, I gotta be there to help, you know?
Yeah.
I just
you're
can't
an enabler is what
that's what I am. That's what I had a little brother. He was scared until he was like 15 years old.
Oh, my.
That kid, I swear. And he was literally scared. He really was. It wasn't I think Frog might be faking a bit, to be honest. But I've been in a bunk bed for 3 nights. I'm a little tired. I'm hungry. I want some candy. Sugar's the best thing for where you when you don't sleep good.
It is true.
Gives you some energy.
Yeah, it gives you a little energy.
So when I leave the room.
I could not believe that. But it looked like, but the thing is, like, they're such pretty packaging and all this stuff, but it was like torn apart and sitting in a chair.
It looked like a bear got to
it. Yeah, it did.
My song was ending. I had to get back into the studio. I planned on putting it back where it goes when we got off the air.
My God.
But when the song's ending, I got to run in here chomping on my candy.
You really need to get on semi-glutide.
I really do.
I know. Because it stops your... You don't have cravings like that.
Yeah, I think I'm getting diabetes, too.
I know.
I do. I'm getting blurred vision.
Are you thirsty?
Oh, I'm dying of thirst.
No, but like my aunt knew she had it because she'd wake up in the middle of the night and she couldn't quench her thirst.
Yeah.
Jamie.
That's you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I take a big old Stanley cup of iced tea to bed with me. It's
iced
decaf.
Iced tea?
Water.
It's decaf.
You got to do water.
Decaf. It's
still,
decaf.
Does it have sugar in it, though?
No, it's watered down. It's trust me, it's fine. But
this, my friends, is your picture of health. Yeah. So just trust
him. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
He's
good.
Like that
it's
Kennedy
good.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He works out more than we do.
Yeah, no polio vaccines and iced tea before bed.
Yeah, I'm all against that polio thing. I don't know what polio is. Yeah, I apologize, Spindle. Yeah. Do you want me to go out and buy you some candy for your uncle?
Yeah, but the Bronco ribbon candy from Colorado Candy Company.
They don't have any more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fat chance. I'm not buying for your uncle. By the way, when we come back here, do you think I'm a good gift giver?
No.
Do you think Spindle is?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not?
Yeah.
What about Carson?
Yeah.
He's a good gift giver?
Both of them are.
I feel like we're...
I'm the worst.
Solid,
you are the worst.
The four of us, I'm the worst.
Without a doubt.
The poop hat.
Yeah.
The poop hat was a...
Come on.
I've gotten some all right gifts from you, but none that I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You gave me these battery travel things for my cell phone. Those are super useful. I like those a lot.
Nice. Well, that was a re-gift from Children's Hospital.
Sick.
Remember?
Yeah, it was.
No. Just because their logo's on it doesn't mean it was re-gifted. That's not true. You know what? Those balloons look good on there. Schmuck.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, let's start with the garbage man. How much do I got to get?
That's what
Jamie is my tipster. What's a good word for it? Advisor.
Can I just tell you that I just talked about you behind your back because I'm honest like that?
What do you mean?
I talked about you behind your back.
To who?
To Carson when you went to the bathroom.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I yelled at you, make sure you tip your mailman. And you went, I'm not tipping the mailman.
Well, I'll explain it, okay?
So then I did say that.
Jamie's correct. I did say it like that. I did. And I'm not tipping the mailman. What are you talking about?
As the door was closing. So I look at Carson.
Then I said, I got to go pee.
He did say that.
Okay.
And now, I said, I don't need to know that. And that that is exactly how that whole conversation
sure
went.
That was off air, exactly the way it unfolded. Okay, so go ahead.
So I look at Carson and I go, why do you think he's such a tightwad? Like, why is it? It's one time a year. One time a year where the Grinch gets his heart, right?
I'm trying to get my heart right now, okay? I'm about to ask you who I need to tip and how much. I'm going to go
Carson
through my list.
Went, I know, right? Which is like a common, like, I know, right? Carson thing, right?
Yeah.
Because he's not really going to get in the weeds with me.
No.
But he's going to agree, but not like totally agree because he's like, I don't know if I trust her not to say that, you know, throw me under the bus.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. You know, you'd think
with that guy, with his kind of income, his wife having her kind of income, that he would go once a year like, wow, maybe I should do something nice for Vicky. Do you know who Vicky is?
Vicky.
Oh, my God.
Vicky? Vicky. Yeah. Hang on a second.
Like, you've known her for years.
I have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, I said, I guarantee you, because I'm taking Vicky a gift card tonight.
Does she work over at the Grease Monkey?
Oh my God.
Where I take my car?
She helped with the Giving Tree.
She helps with every promotion that we have.
Yeah.
Vicky?
Yeah.
The other night, the Giving Tree, she worked like for 15 hours and she only gets paid for 8.
Yeah, she was here all day taking in the presents for the Giving Tree on Friday.
Remember, we were texting about her.
Yeah. And I said, Santa has something special for her.
Yeah.
So I go, I guarantee you he won't even get her a gift card or anything. And I'm like, and this is, I'm all bitching at Carson about you. And because I can vent to him and he just like, I'm not even sure he listens. Anyway, and then I go, and you'd think with Schmidl, two jobs working on the Giving Tree. I said, you know, I even told Schmidl, hey, BJ can go to Ranky Brothers and pick up all the outfits for tonight.
Bro, I tried to get him to go pick them up this morning.
Yeah.
That did not go
really?
Down.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't directly ask him, but I was like,
No, you didn't ask me.
So I was like, yeah, Ranky Brothers is ready to go. They have their costumes. Either me, you, or Vicky need to go pick them up. Hoping that you'd be like, oh, yeah, man, I'll go do it.
Because I live in Littleton.
Yeah, without me like pressing you to ask.
Instead of him then, having to drive all the way that way and then all the way back downtown, it would make sense. I go, don't ask him. This was yesterday, and the boss agreed with me. I said, don't ask him. Tell him. He has to be directed. You.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was a little too intimidated to tell him, so I just hoped that he would pick it up.
I didn't pick it up.
Not at all.
I could have told you he wasn't going to pick it up.
Nobody thinks that he would take the suggestion.
No.
That wasn't an option when I told you to tell him.
Yeah. I told you I was too intimidated to do it.
That's your fault.
That's on you.
It's got nothing to do with me. That's all your fault.
It kind of is.
I just thought it was just conversation. I didn't even think about jumping in.
No, you're right. It is me. It is my
fault.
It's not really. He said either you, which live in Littleton, or Vicky.
I was halfway paying attention. I don't even remember all that.
No, I don't. I really don't. I believe
because I was doing stuff for the show.
Yeah,
and I didn't even catch. I promise you, I did not even catch that.
Okay, so do you want to pick him up today?
Yeah. I can pick him up. Yeah,
yay!
I'm in Littleton. All you got to do is ask.
There you go.
Okay,
you didn't ask.
He's not a bad person. Yeah. He just has to be told.
Oh, wait a minute. Aloof. No, I got a dare and I got to run. I can't go get him.
I knew that was going to happen.
I can get him. I'm just joking.
Will you remember?
Yeah, I'll remember.
Okay.
If you'll text me. If you don't mind texting me,
okay.
I'll remember.
All right, so I don't know about the rest of you, but I tip my mailman because a lot of times I'll lose a key. He'll give me another key. A lot of times I don't get the mail, so he'll give me that box that says if I keep it, I'll go to prison. He gives me a box of mail.
Yeah, he literally just drops it at your front door.
Yeah,
like,
so he does a lot.
How much do you give him?
$500.
Oh. Your mailman, $500?
I give him $500.
Man.
All right, this is headed down the wrong direction.
Yeah.
We're not going to go
here.
We give
ours like 50.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
My mailman's not getting anything.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
I'm thinking 25.
Okay. But remember, my guy goes over the top for me.
I've never met a mailman.
Okay, so that's perfect.
I have no idea who comes to my house.
I know my guy, and I like him, and he's cool, and he helps me out a lot.
Yeah,
and
I know mine, which is awesome.
And
I think
mine's a different person all the time.
Yeah, so
because I've seen
right,
a woman,
so
and
fair.
I've seen a guy.
That's
so
fair.
I don't even know who it is, okay?
Fair
all right, enough. I'm going to put down $25 for the mailman.
Okay.
All right, so next.
Uh-huh.
Trash.
Trash.
Okay. Also 50.
Yeah, I'm.
Where are you getting all this money?
My uncle is the one that tips him, but my family gives it to him every year.
Yeah, I'd say 50 is good for trash.
I don't know that. What? What did he say?
I'm taking credit for my uncle tipping.
You're not tipping crap.
The household. Your uncle, the household. Does
the household does it. Yeah.
But do you contribute to it?
Really?
No.
All right, trash.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll go 50 because there's a couple of guys in the truck. Right,
somebody says United States Postal Service employees can't take tips.
Just give them money anyway.
Exactly.
I'm scratching that dude off.
Well, listen, it's not right, a tip if I just see him and I hand him and say, hey, it looks like you need some new ideas.
This is for you.
Or you just dropped it on the ground in front of him. Yeah.
I do have a Longmont Dairy guy. He shows up every single week.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. So Longmont Dairy.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're going to be at the event tonight, too. So I got to make sure that at least, you know, build it up on air. It doesn't really have to work out that way. I'm going to give him $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Cash.
Keep that milk coming.
Cash.
I thought you were going to get him a Bitcoin. That's why you told me off the air. You had some extra lying around.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.